Last September, Princeton's bus fleet went all electric, and it's now free to everyone, regardless of their connection to the university. WHYY's Kenneth Burns went for a ride to learn more about the conversion from diesel to electric.
As Princeton University was operating remotely due to the pandemic, Tiger Transit's fleet of diesel buses were coming to the end of their lifespan. Charlie Tennyson is the university's executive director for transportation and parking services.
So we had this kind of unique opportunity where our whole fleet was end-of-lifing at once. So instead of staggering in electric vehicles, we did the research. We looked into the EVs as an option. We felt the industry was where it needed to be. So we went for it.
Tennyson says the electric fleet will help Princeton University reach its goal of net zero by 2046. The university purchased 17 all-electric buses and built the infrastructure to maintain them. Stephen Stewart, Tiger Transit's senior operations manager, shows off the accessibility of the new buses.
So right now the bus is already knelt. So what we're going to do is we're just going to deploy the ramp. It's a very simple system. It's rated for over 600 pounds. So with these heavy electric wheelchairs, you're going to have no issue coming in nice and solid.
That's in addition to the self-securement station for those passengers.
They're going to back their chair in. They're going to get themselves settled nice and in. They hit the button themselves. And then you got this nice pincher effect that's going to happen.
As far as the ride, it was really quiet. Other than the bumps on the road. We took a trip from the facility in West Windsor Township to Palmer Square in the heart of Princeton. Christine Symington, Executive Director of Sustainable Princeton, joined us. Symington relies on public transportation, especially Tiger Transit's weekend shopper service, which runs between Princeton and the major shopping centers on Route 1 in West Windsor.
I take my shopping cart with me, so I don't have to worry about getting my arms tired when I get on the bus and do my shopping.
She said the electric buses are a world of difference from the old diesel fleet.
I'm very sensitive to noise and smells. It's such a smooth ride. It's just so much better than a diesel bus.
Symington hopes other towns will take notice.
And when you do it in one town, like Princeton, other towns can replicate and improve upon.
The university says it spent millions of dollars to convert its buses, about 15 to 20% more than it would have spent for a new diesel fleet. It will also cover the cost to switch the town's one bus route to electric this fall. From the Climate Desk, Kenneth Burns, WHYY News.